Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
All right, in 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick Angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that there. Guys, that button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. Hello, friends.
Hello.
We are back in the studio.
It's studio.
We decided to just come in, you know, touch and agree.
Mm-hmm. Six feet.
We've actually been seeing each other all week. Angel been a blessed friend. She stopped by on set on Thursday, I believe it was, I reckon.
I stopped by yesterday. Three days
in a row.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I didn't see her yesterday. She stopped by yesterday.
Wednesday.
She came by when we was down at that church over in the valley. You weren't there that day.
I was there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
No, you were there. You didn't see her. I saw her, though.
I didn't see her any of the days.
I came by.
I believe it.
Oh, Josh was acting on Thursday. You didn't see him.
No, Tuesday I didn't stop because Tuesday we were here shooting. But Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was
there all those days.
Josh is the only non-black person with a speaking line in this entire show.
Wow.
He's a Mexican man. I don't think there's a white person on screen.
What?
That can happen in real life.
The entire show. And I didn't even do it on purpose. I just, in going and looking out for the blacks, you end up looking out for them. Also, just a quick thing before we get all the way into the episode. Learning a lot here.
Oh, a
I
lot.
I knew you would.
Learning a lot here.
On the fly.
Yeah. Woo! Let me just tell y'all. Single me out real quick. Keep your distance comedy for my birthday. If y'all ain't never bought a ticket before, go ahead and bless us. Mm-hmm. If you're in the stage crew, forget the discount this time. Go the full 20.
Y'all got the 3?
Go the full 20 for your boy. Go to my link in my bio. There's a tip me link at the bottom. Listen, I don't do this often, but it's my birthday.
It's your birthday.
My birthday is next Sunday. Okay, by the time you watch this, more than likely it will be Sunday. Yeah, my birthday.
Look up Kev's Tip Hub. Right?
Go to my Tip Hub, which is linked in my bio. If you want to. If you don't have it, don't feel away. But if you want to, let me tell you, I ain't going to stop you no more. Let me tell you about a little thing called Taft Hartley.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you 2 things I learned. Angel, you explained it, but it didn't click.
Okay, now.
Let me tell you 2 things that happened. And then we'll get into the episode. Dream talk.
Let's talk.
The dark side of dreams.
Uh-huh, let's go.
This is why. Somebody said this in the Patreon stage crew. They said, Kev, no matter what happens with the show, you already won. Because by doing it, you will learn so much. And you don't realize what you're going to learn until you learn it. So we became SAG signatory for you guys who don't understand. In order to use a SAG actor, basically, one person who is SAG, everybody has to be SAG. It's either no one is SAG or everyone is. That's how the union works, like the mob, basically. So because I'm SAG,
there you go.
I can't even be in it if everybody's not SAG.
Correct.
So Kevin Frederick's little idea of giving the small guy a shot who may not be SAG. Angel told me, right? But I didn't understand. Mm-hmm. Angel's like, you know, you're going to have Taft Hartley these people. And in my mind, Taft Hartley, the quick understanding is if someone's not SAG, you have to pay a fee.
Yes. It's essentially. A fine. It's like a fine.
It's a fine, which forces them to be SAG, yeah. Right? So SAG is really just like the mob.
Wait.
You can use. Horses?
You're going to be a must join the next SAG project that you do.
Okay.
So SAG basically says, hey.
I'm retiring officially. No,
you don't get affected. You don't get affected.
Okay.
I do. So SAG's saying, hey, you want to use this person who's not SAG? Perfect. You're going to pay me about $1,200, $1,300. Angel told me that. I thought she meant you will pay that one time.
Every per person.
For all the people.
Yeah.
You pay it.
Oh, yeah.
Per person.
They're Denzel on training day. They're putting cases on everybody.
Yes. And on top of that, you want to know what else I found out? This is a small thing, but it's a big thing. I thought our project was SAG ultra low budget, right?
Mm-hmm.
You present it to SAG and you say, hey, here's what we feel like our project is. SAG looked at it and they were like, actually, you're SAG New Media.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All that means for you guys is for each actor, I have to pay an additional $150.
Let's go.
Per person. Per day they shoot. Mm-hmm. So the budget for those two things just cost me a butt load of money. And I just found that on set Friday. So what happens when you're writing, producing your own stuff? You're trying to memorize your lines. My producer comes over, shows me the SAG email. He said, hey, they sent it in and here's what we got to do. And I was like, and the thing is, at this point, what are you going to do?
Oh, it's too late.
It's too late to stop.
I mean, you can just shoot the pilot and just.
I mean, no, you can fire everybody who don't really? Have who ain't SAG.
Too late. I already started. I already cast them. Can't take it from them. It would hurt me.
Oh, okay. That's pride.
Because all your main people are SAG, right?
It's not the main people.
Right.
It's my idea of this person can be this. This person can be that. Oh, it would actually be cheaper for me to use SAG people.
That's the reason why SAG does it.
Let me tell you what I'm doing. You know when a baby's learning to walk.
Like
and
Bambi.
They bump their head on the corner of the table.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, snap. If you could see the internal bleeding on my head, there's bumps everywhere. Also, quick fun fact.
I love facts.
When you're SAG,
I love facts.
You can't even use your family and friends as extras.
Mm-mm. Well,
you have to pay, even if you do use your family and friends, the first 10 people have to be paid the SAG rates or SAG extras.
Was I in that 10?
No, you have a speaking line. Also another fun fact.
Amen. God is good.
So for this montage scene I want to do with a lot of my comedian friends.
No, that's out.
It's not out because it's part of the story. If they don't talk, you can pay them an extra rate. The moment they say a word, you have to pay them SAG.
Yeah, that's the reason why I do voiceover jobs. It's to keep people from talking.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yes. We will replace their voice in a second.
Does that count as your hours too, though?
Well, she's SAG.
No, I know, but like even though she's doing voiceover, she's not there for the production. I was wondering if that still counts as your SAG.
It's
hours for the year.
Yeah, it counts towards. It's
amazing.
It's a whole SAG job, but it's to keep their mouth, their sound from being heard on the airways. I replace.
She'd have Angel just come in.
So now, all those people talking about Tyler Perry, y'all don't know what y'all talking about. I get it now.
I'm going to use five people.
He uses the same five people
Same people shooting this thing. Ain't nobody talking but the people in the show already.
Yeah.
And now I get why if you have a guest star, that guest star is in the episode. Right?
The whole episode.
You're getting paid anyway. But I'm just right. Funeral, new person, this person, that person. Bring them in. Have them talk. You want to talk. Then they said, hey, no, this is what you got to do. And I was like, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
So next season, going to be stripped down. Oh, they going to be conference room 5 minutes. You're going to be in the office of the pastor, the sanctuary, and the parking lot. Maybe in the fellowship hall. All these locations.
You're gonna
have a bigger budget.
Oh, that's what everybody says.
Next season,
it'll be easy.
No, next season
you'll get all this money.
It's gonna be an anthology of 24. It's gonna take place in 24 hours at one location.
Every episode, day in the life of a pastor. So I'm learning a tremendous amount of stuff.
So let me tell you the conversation I had with my mother. So it didn't work out for my mom to be a part of it because she was told too late of the date she would have to work. She'd already flown. She would have stayed back. And she was like, so what's going on there? I said, I don't think you realize how steep the learning curve Kev is going through right now. I was like, it's almost like at a 90 degree angle that he's having to learn. She was like, really? She was like, is this like on all of his production? I said, no, you really don't understand. Kevin went into this not knowing much.
With eyes wide open.
He knew a lot. I said, that's the issue. It's not that you didn't know a lot about this. You thought you knew more than what you did. So as things are coming at you, you're like, now wait, hold on, people. Why didn't you say this?
This is the learning curve for me, and I'll be a better everything as a result. Yeah. But this is how it's worked for me, and I've always benefited from it. But it is a hard lesson and mm-hmm. an expensive one. Talent side of being a creator is one side,
yeah.
Right? Make your own videos. Then the talent side of like the boys at Awesomeness TV, one side. Then when I came in and learned, I get the producing side. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, this is why they pay people so low. This is why they do this, blah, blah, blah. Then I go to All Def, same thing, right? And then I switch back over to the talent side of like SAG or whatever, being on HBO's Black Lady Sketch Show.
Yeah.
And now I'm on the other side of that, and I'm like, this is why Hollywood doesn't pay these people.
Yes.
This is why. Now I get why people are like, oh, Kev, you pay this much? I thought we were paying low. We weren't.
No. There are so many things that you all weren't having to pay for, so you could put that money into talent.
You could.
Where there's so many other things that have to be paid for when you're doing a project that's SAG signatory. And the only reason why SAG had to do this is because at one point in time, actors was getting taken advantage of left and right.
Movies were hiring actors as like regular, like you worked at McDonald's, signing into a contract for like $400 a week.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And they'd be like Shirley Temple.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're SAG. They had that woman in there making 30 movies right. as a child.
For $8, right?
Yeah. Yes.
For nothing. So, yes. When you go into the whole, let me help the world, you don't realize that it's your pockets that are going to hurt.
I'm opening doors for everybody. How much does each of these keys cost?
Yeah, like it becomes, and I didn't realize how many, you know, I was really big on you not using a bunch of Instagram folk. I was like, don't do it. Get some SAG people.
And I did. I listened.
You did. I didn't realize how many other parts you were plugging in with non-union folk.
Well, luckily for me, the greatest thing for me is my main cast is SAG.
Amen.
Right? Bad for me is I was like, you get a part. That episode is going to be 22 minutes.
Kev, you didn't have to hire me.
How many people did you do that
with? It's not really a lot. It's just in certain situations, it's a lot. Like there's a scene in an episode where there's like a quick montage, right? And I thought, oh, it's funnier if you hear them do this thing. I'm not trying to give it away.
Yeah.
So the people are like, fine. But then just yesterday, my line producer was like, you do realize.
Do that.
He was like, you can either do, it's or either you can do
afford,
it.
I don't want to say afford. It's
He said, you either do it where they don't talk, right? Or you pay them plus the Taft Hartley.
They're probably, how long is each of the clip? Less than 5 seconds?
Probably. Getting my parents in. Like, I just wanted to have my family in, my parents and my brother, just because I thought it would be dope. If I never get to make another season, they're getting older, I want to be able to watch this and remember them and stuff like that. But I got to pay for them. And it was their anniversary, so I flew them in first class, put them down in downtown, nice hotel. Mm-hmm. They've been eating. Mm-hmm. They sent me pictures. Oh, did you know they had a lobby restaurant? You know?
Yeah, your dad been real happy with
it. And let me tell you the other thing, and then we're going to get into the episode.
If we have to sit till Tuesday, I can do what I can to adjust my schedule. I was like,
let me tell you the other thing that I didn't know that is, I knew, but it wasn't, pain. COVID protocol.
Oh, man.
As an actor, I've just been annoyed.
Two tests a person every day.
Man, I've taken, we've shot for 5 days, and I've already taken 5 COVID tests. Mm-hmm. The other part is, to act, you have to either take a PCR 48 hours before, Or like because people are flying in, you have to take a PCR the day of. So we have to have a and the PCR the day of bringing the lab to the set essentially so they can work is the most expensive version of the test you can get. So like my parents back in the day, and this is just pre-COVID, hey, we want to move. We're ahead. We want to move something from Monday to Friday. Yeah. Not a huge deal if the people are available.
Right.
But now they're available, but they haven't been tested. They were scheduled to get tested this weekend. To move this up, you have to pay a lot to have a doctor come out and bring basically the lab to you. Or I have to pay to extend their trip at the hotel and airplane thing. So either way,
you got the money.
I got to pay. So I'm going to tell you right now.
Keep your distance.
I was already talking. Keep your distance.
Come on.
Guys, listen, you know, single me out, y'all. I don't ask for much. I rarely ask for anything at all, if ever. I'm going to put the link in there today. If y'all, just for this time.
I was wondering why the flyer went out. Because we were like, May 14th. I was
and that's the other thing. The last keep your distance, everybody support black women. They didn't do it. It was the worst by a mile.
Really?
Oh, by a country mile.
Oh, man.
It was the worst. So it'd be like, I mean, I'm not going to stop doing, you know, supporting black women. Everything I do, I can't. I don't do it for money anyway. But it'd just be like, I was a little frustrated because I'd be like, niggas just be saying stuff. When it really comes time to do it.
They don't be doing it.
And that's not just black people. I mean, just people in general. Yeah, like, even remember the blackout square and all the companies were doing all this for George Floyd?
Yes.
And then I read an article about who actually did what. Nobody did nothing. Hardly anything. They made a black square, said we fight. Them companies didn't spend a nickel. Mm-mm. But I be thinking people really be, because I really, when I say stuff, I really be doing it. I be thinking everybody be like that. They don't. Mm-hmm. People just be talking. Mm-hmm. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. And I tell you, support black women is just a thing people be saying a lot of times.
They don't do it.
They don't do it. But I know I hired Angel, support her, pay her. And I look around, people be business as usual.
They be paying me on
business as usual.
Early sometimes.
Kevin, before we get off this topic, so season two, I hope you have that extra producer that can help fill in some of the blanks that you don't have time to fill in.
I hope a lot of things.
I know. But you already know more than what you would have known. But it's still a lot for you to juggle. Like, to be sitting there thinking that your parents need to get a COVID test should not be your responsibility. You sending out possible dates for my mama to come shoot. I was like, why am I getting this from Kev?
You know what? I'm going to tell you, Angel. At this level, it's a myth. It's a lie I told myself. Mm. I said, as an actor, I need to tap in, right? But you know, you've been on big productions. It is, and this is not even no cap, no lie. What I am doing for this show is infinitely harder than what Hollywood is doing. Angel's show, those producers, the thing about the more money they have, and then the SAG is just for actors. There's a union for each division of a set.
Producers, light, directors, writers.
Producers, right. There's
grips.
This is just times a million.
Yeah.
But with things like Angel does, there is more money. So each person has less things to focus
on. They have a very particular responsibility.
One producer is just for call sheets. Like, they really focus on call sheets, getting them out on time, talking to actors.
Second AD.
There's a person who just, like, some things, I've been on the PA, really just brings actors to and from set.
Yeah.
That's literally all they do. There's a person that comes and brings Angel's clothes and puts them in her dressing room each day.
Mm-hmm.
We got two women who do the wardrobe. One is dressing me. The other is running to Target, returning something. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be a team of 10, 15 people. You know what I'm saying? We big sets, they have producers who never even come to set ever.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Greg is doing that. He's handling all the talent travel. He's like, you need me to come to set? I was like, nigga, so I can COVID test you? No.
No, you should have heard Greg on Easter. So, Angel, quick question. When you were shooting your show, did they get you to set or did you have to figure that out? I was like, I was like, oh, bless God. This is beginning. It's beginning.
Man.
But I'm proud of you. You're going to get through it. You're going to make it to the end.
Three more weeks. Three more weeks. It'll be all worth it. And I hope it will be because Netflix had a terrible week.
Transition. They went.
I mean, Greg, I was talking to Greg about this. Their stock, I believe, peak pandemic. And I don't really buy stocks like that. But
look up their high right now. Hold on.
Their, I feel like their stock was somewhere around $7.12 a share.
Wow.
This week, Greg sent us a picture. It was $200 and something.
$215. Oh my goodness.
Yes, $215. The 72-week high or 52-week high was $700, which that is
52-week high.
I might actually jump in that.
I know. I'm like, that was the thing is we haven't they drop content probably as frequent, new content, like new exciting content, as frequently as the Kev on Stage Studios app, if I'm completely honest. It's just like they have a season for each exciting thing. It's not like, oh, there's so many things I can watch that's new and exciting at the time. Do you got a boo-boo? What happened? No,
it's only only $65 more now than it was when they went public.
Gee,
that's a bad day.
Like, and so people are expecting you charging $14, $17. I need a couple of exciting things to happen in one season. Ooh. I can't be like, okay, Love is Blind is here.
Right.
What's next?
And I'm telling you, that doggone what was great then hurts them now. Bingeable content, the fact that we can burn through a season in a day, and now you're like, what's next? And they're like, do you realize we spent $80 million on there.
They or got Squid to do Cases. Like Hulu and so slow that thing down.
Slow that thing down. Right? So there was a hedge fund company that bet big on Netflix prior to the pandemic, and they just cashed out with this stock drop. They lost $400 million by selling their Netflix stock.
I feel bad though, because where does that initial investment come from to begin with?
Come on.
Richness.
Right.
Richness and whiteness.
I highly doubt they're not able to pivot to recover from this.
Netflix?
If not, they are, I feel like they're the dumbest people in the world. Like, they're still, wow, yes, all these changes, them not wanting people to share passwords and whatnot, and then them not keeping up with the fact that everybody's back in production. Like, everybody now is making content. Apple is making content. Hulu, Amazon. Everybody's putting KOSS. Everybody's making content. So the fact that they aren't pivoting yet to compensate for that and are just like, well, no, we'll just raise the prices.
Well, and
like,
well, go ahead, Josh.
And the problem is their content budget is so out of here. I heard that this season of Stranger Things, each episode costs $30 million.
Yeah, that sounds
each
about
episode?
Right.
Per episode.
Most big time shows, each episode is the price of a movie.
I didn't realize it was $30 million. That's $200 million. $240 million for eight, ain't it?
I'm not good at math.
That's the math.
But that I was like, well, that's the reason, right? Wait, what? Why do you guys keep spending just a bottomless pit of money?
Well, that Netflix is, and this is what I said all the time. Capitalism, right? The thing that they always shoot for is unprecedented growth. You always have to be scaling. No business should expect. Netflix has been around for what, 15, 20 years? It's all the way back to the DVD rental thing.
2006.
Okay.
Around the time.
So about 15 years. And they've been like a streaming giant for what, 10 or so? 2012, like Orange and New Black.
Yeah.
House of Cards. We all in the industry knew Netflix didn't have budgets, right? Their philosophy was just make it, right? They were always taking on capital, always taking on a lot of debt. The reason things have budgets is because you need to regulate them. But Netflix was like, spend whatever you can on hiring, spend whatever you have on content, bigger, bigger, bigger. And they capped out, like, as far as growth in U.S., like, 3 or 4 years ago. But they were like, forget the U.S. We're going for Asia and Europe and South America. And then what happened was they had, like, a perfect storm of struggle. The biggest first domino to me that fell was, like you were saying, other companies being like, oh, shoot, streaming is a thing. I gave you The Office for pennies on the dollar.
They said, give me my stuff back.
Give me my... Netflix first big thing is Peacock, Disney Plus, Apple TV, Prime Video,
Disney
right?
Plus took
just pulling
that's
our
what
stuff.
I'm saying.
Disney Plus makes you pull off all that Marvel stuff. Remember when they took like all the Marvel shows got canceled? Jessica Jones, this. Disney was like, that's dead and give it back.
Right.
And no new stuff coming. So now Disney Plus had all that stuff because me and Josh used to watch The Office all the time, right? You watch The Office all the time. Netflix is on in hotels. You watch The Office. Now that The Office is off, I don't necessarily watch it on Peacock, but I also don't turn Netflix on and watch it.
What's crazy is the only time I really be watching The Office now is back on regular TV.
Oh, I watch it on the planes and be hackling all
Yeah. I mean, if I'm home though, because I don't like, I'm not doing Peacock.
So the other thing that Netflix has a problem with, being a 10-year-old company basically in the IP game, you can't ever catch Disney IP.
Oh, no.
Their IPs. Disney made so much money, they changed copyright laws. Copyright laws had stuff for Snow White, seven drawers back in them days.
They said longer.
And still had money to buy Marvel and George Lucas's Lucasfilm.
And Fox.
Wait a minute. Disney bought Fox? They have ABC and Fox now?
They had it for
a while. Yeah, they had to sell out of the Fox channels.
So, like, The Simpsons is theirs.
Yeah, but the properties they own.
They took the properties.
They got the property. Yeah. So, but, like, Snow White and the Seven Drawers, that, even if you went to go back, that's a 100-year-old copyright. They'll never lose that copyright. Lion King, all those movies, right? Just IP alone.
Disney doesn't even have to make new content.
No.
Because the old content and the nostalgia that they have, you cannot recreate.
Bingo. That's why.
Or they just cast Will Smith as the genie in an Aladdin remake.
There you go. And that's why Star Wars was so good, because it's not Star Wars. It's the idea. It's the Star Wars universe.
It's the idea of it.
Right? My favorite show of the last 2 years on Disney Plus was The Mandalorian. Mm. And that, if you think about in the Star Wars universe, that nigga didn't even exist. Uh-huh. He is a subset of another popular character.
Yeah.
He is what Boba Fett was.
He's somebody's cousin.
Yes. Boba Fett, the show wasn't even good to me, but The Mandalorian was great.
Oh, the episodes that were great in Boba Fett is when the Mando came in.
The Mandalorian came in, right?
Booty tank.
And
you're doing great, Angel. You're doing great.
I was like, Boba Fett's in C.
Yeah.
No, what? Angel.
That's Baba Voss.
No. I was like, wait a second. That's not
Disney. I stand with Boba Fett.
Dog, like, that's that is just, guys, that is just the Star Wars. You take over one thing on Disney Plus, it is Marvel.
I don't even look at the Star Wars. I'm Marvel all day.
And that's what's going to kill Netflix. Uh-huh. That IP for Marvel is 50, 60, 70 years old with built-in fans. Tony Baker, for example, huge comic book head who read comic books. I love comic book people. I never read a comic like that, right? I started watching comic book stuff when X-Men the cartoon came on.
Yeah.
Which I'm 30 years in of that. So when the X-Men, if they made a Wolverine television show on Disney Plus, I'm in, and I'm watching with Zay Zay and JoJo.
Did you ever show them you in a comic book?
I didn't.
Why? Did you not like the way you
looked? No, I loved it. It's at home.
I gave it to you.
I didn't lose. Oh, you have it?
I was just over at Jason and Denore's yesterday. Hold on, let me see if I can find you.
I'm a vampire in a... First of all, I didn't realize how big that...
Huh?
You can show your camera when you have it.
Okay.
I didn't realize how big that comic was.
Oh, yeah.
No. I just did because I like Denora and I wanted her to be my friend and Jason and the kids.
What's the kids' names, Kevin?
I can't. You said, I can't remember.
I'm gonna see, but keep talking, and when I find it, I'll hold it up.
So, Marvel on Disney Plus is got all the movies, the rewatchability of all those. Oh, I ain't even opened it yet. I was too busy.
That's you, right?
Uh huh. I'm a vampire.
There's Kevin right there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I went to Denora's husband.
That's Kevin
Jason
Slay, right? Okay.
That was great. All right.
I'll see you guys
Blade
next week.
I went over to her husband's office, which was like down the street from here, actually.
Yeah, it's not far.
Posed some, and he's actually a genius when it comes to animation. Mm-hmm. He was like, when I draw characters, I was like, why do you need people to come in if you already know how to draw? And he was like, because in your mind, he was like, your mind can only create so many faces.
Yeah.
If I take a picture of a person, it has like a unique texture, feel. He's like, a person looking back isn't Kevin looking back, right? Right. So anyway, I turn into this vampire. I'm all cool and eating people and stuff. It's great.
That's good color.
And the I need to read it. And the vampire, dang it, I forgot what I was saying.
I don't know, but it's called Killadelphia, just in case you're wondering.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Volume 21.
It sold out in like a couple hours, he said.
Yeah, it is sold out.
Oh, yeah, you can't get them.
So it became an instant collectible.
You can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You can't.
And that's something I'm not giving away. I'm actually going to
frame
that, put that up in the case.
Mm. Oh, you should. He might, if you ask him, he might give you the...
the artwork? Oh, yeah.
The actual...
Well, he was drawing on Procreate.
Yeah, but he could he might be able to. He could
probably make it its own thing.
That would be dope.
Yeah,
that would be dope. But anyway, so back to Netflix. Netflix's answer was just keep raising prices, mm-hmm. right? But now the perceived value of something you don't watch as much, I won't pay more if I feel like I'm watching your thing less. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A while ago, they switched over. Because remember, they didn't do no unscripted stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, I believe, they started with an unscripted show and this and that.
Was it 3 or 4 years ago? Because it was like Selling Sunset... was one of the...
That was Pandemic, wasn't it?
That was Pandemic. Was that one of their first?
What was the Bling one?
Bling Empire, that was just last year. Because that was Danny's dad passed away.
Let me tell you what, I would single-handedly pay for those Ultimatum.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah, but...
I still
but that's because they were spending all that money on... Yeah. Netflix actually had a lot of failed shows.
Scripted stuff. The fact of the matter is, that is what Oprah Winfrey Network, that's what she had to learn really early on, because she thought she was going to come in mm-hmm. with some really like dope scripted content, and then it was the how much this going to cost?
Black Love, actually.
What?
Black Love is one of the first things they had that didn't cost them a lot that worked. Right,
but no, their first couple of shows were all unscripted. They could not do any. Their scripted shows didn't come over until Tyler came over there. They could not afford.
Oh, you're right.
Yes, Tyler saved her network.
He did.
Single-handedly by taking all of his stuff off of TBS.
And then he went to BET.
And saying, for this amount of years, everything I make will be on your network.
I now understand Tyler more.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot be Tyler, but I... So network executive Kevin, you know what the sweet spot is? And it ain't churchy. It's the workplace comedy show. Our... Golden lining is our group of actor friends are freaking amazing. No other company on earth, not even me with Churchy, can make a 30-minute episode shot in a day. That's not Tyler Perry. Mm-hmm. Tyler does 2 a day, I believe, right?
2 episodes a day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 2 episodes a day, but that being like, he'd be in like...
I didn't even think about that perspective.
Yes.
We had... What was it? 6 episodes?
6 episodes.
Six shoot days.
But you know why that works? Angel, Kevin, Tony, Tahir, Josh, Kylas, Maya. Them actors being able to deliver that line in 1 or 2 takes and be okay with it is what takes it. When we be over there shooting Churchy, people want to, and this is not an admonishment of them, people want to be represented well. They want to get that take back. So 4 or 5 takes.
Oh, you don't give it to them.
No. If you need it, you got to.
I mean, no, I'm just saying that is what, this is what you will eventually learn if your budget does not increase the way you want it to. What Tyler does is he sets the precedent of, this is like a play. You get it right the first time. So you rehearse before you show up.
Yes. And then it's moving on.
Exactly.
I was actually talking to somebody on set about that. He was like, I give great actors on Tyler Perry shows grace because... Because he had done one. He was like, if you only get 1 or 2 takes, you that ain't necessarily your best. That's just what they got.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. That's why you show up. Like, a lot of those people practice so much before they get on camera because they know this is the show.
Yeah.
You got to take, you really have to take it like it is a live show, not like this is an edited show that's going to edit together my performance.
That makes sense, Andrew.
I'm going to give what I give. The other reason why the workplace comedy works is that Tony Valentino has a very clear vision.
Yes.
And the team around him, their chemistry together, they know how to read off each other to activate that vision.
Absolutely. Like, I don't I just come with Angel funny and choices for my character, but I can lean on Tony to tell me what am I doing? Mm, yep. This is what I'm doing. Okay, I'll do it. If not, it would take me some attempts to figure out, okay,
yeah,
this will make sense right here and this. No. Oh, you already have the vision? Great. Tell it to me. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do that. Thank you so much.
So that's a golden goose for us. It's a blessing that it's a scripted show that looks great, that doesn't take 3-4 days to shoot.
And that you're doing under the radar of what it's supposed to be done under.
You brought it up, though.
Take that part out.
Gotta hit.
Time mark, 36:40. Sorry. I believe 200,000 subscribers and then like 500,000 because they shut off in Russia. They lost stupid amount of money, value. Mm-hmm. They always were kind of getting poached from things. They basically are gutting animation right now. Articles coming out left and right. And also in the same week, CNN Plus, 32 days of existence, gone.
Nobody asked for that.
Nobody
asked for that. We barely watching regular CNN because the internet exists. The internet exists. So why do you think we want another long format version of the news?
Angel, I've never met a person who was like, man, 24 hours of CNN is not enough.
Give me another.
I need plus CNN.
What, you just going to give us up-to-date COVID facts? Like, what else we got to talk about? Like, we know what's going on in the world. We don't need you to give us another angle from whatever your angle is. Like, I did not know that existed, and I'm sure most people didn't.
Well, that is a terrible business for you, that the moment you find out about CNN Plus is when you find out it's getting shut down.
Right.
I did not even know what's happening.
Most people were like, CNN Plus what? What's the math? Was this a math? But they lost $300 million in a property that lasted for 32 days.
The fact that you can lose that much money, come on.
We don't, can you imagine? Let's just dream for a moment.
Come on.
Imagine if somebody gave you, that chick Angel Tanksley, Lakeeta Moore, the actress, mm-hmm. $300 million to make stuff. How you if you tried, you could not waste that much money.
I'm not going to do it. I'll be like, so we got $5,000 budget. What can we do? I'm going to test it out with the $5,000. Then the second iteration will be like maybe $50,000. And then the rest is profit.
Like, Angel, we gave you $300 million. It looks like only $299,500,000 been spent. Yeah, I'm heading over to Cabo also. Right. I'm shooting my own digital show. What I feel like we should do is show about me, iPhone only.
Oh, right. Okay? Exactly. But my arm is worth that other million, so it will be accounted for in the line item.
We're going to be doing, I got a show called Reels, all right? I'm going to make them. Y'all take them and put them on the CNN Plus. They've been doing great on the TikTok.
They doing so good. I got 7.7 million on my last story time. Y'all could use those views.
When's the last time someone on CNN Plus got 7.7 million? All right.
Never. Could take all their numbers, smash them together. They are not going to be at 7.7 million. I don't know why that was a thought. I think a lot of these networks are trying to get into this like additional way of bringing content game, like with Peacock. Thank God they had Bel Air, because it was worth the money we spent to watch Bel Air on there. But I don't know what else I'm going to watch on there.
I watch Bel Air.
There you go. Yeah. That's it.
The crazy thing is most networks can get put on by a great show. Like Apple Plus had been popping. I mean, had been not popping, but producing. Most people didn't even know, or Apple TV.
Apple TV
didn't, people didn't even know that was a network.
Yeah.
Until Ted Lasso came out. Mm-hmm. C was already out.
C, Morning Show.
Morning Show was already, and Morning Show had Steve Carell, Jennifer Aniston.
I mean, they had all the heavy hitters. And people were like, how did they get all these white folks?
And Reese Witherspoon.
Reese was on there. I said, y'all got all the white folk that been working for a while.
Yeah, actually, I did watch Bust Down on,
Jennifer Aniston probably never, or Steve Carell. they never have to really work if they don't want to.
No. Steve Carell didn't have to work after season 7 of The Office.
Oh, man.
The rest is pure profit. His cake has a lot of icing.
Well, Jennifer Aniston from Friends.
Her, too. I think she was probably making more than Steve was. I think, no, Friends was absolutely a bigger show than The Office, I believe.
I think so.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was Whiteman at his best. So you know that's always going to do well.
I never really, honestly, I ain't going to hold you. I respected her as an actress much more after The Morning Show. I never thought she was doing really much. Horrible Bosses.
Yes, she is definitely, Friends was, I don't want to say it was low-hanging fruit, but it was low-hanging fruit for her. It was very much so connected to who she was, but that's what you hope for a lot of times in jobs. Just be like, can I just show up as me? But yeah, on The Morning Show, she shows the neurotic side of white women with money.
She can. That's, why does she do that all the time?
It was all the time.
That's all she does. Angel! I never noticed that. That is exactly what she does. Your nose is even her nose.
That was her.
Oh my God.
Okay, just tell him. Just tell him I'll be out. I'll be out in a couple seconds. I can't do it. I can't do this.
Why is that so easy for you?
Because I'm watching what she's doing. I was like, okay.
She did that in about every episode. Uh-huh. Shut the door. She did the Macarena.
Yeah, okay. Okay, call and see if you can give me a car to the,
Not the hand.
Okay. Josh, you're not going to be able to watch the show now.
No.
The show is ruined. If you haven't already seen it, it's now ruined because it's like Kerry Washington face. Once you notice it, you will not unnotice it. By the way, have y'all seen the clip? What? Viola Davis.
But that is Michelle's mouth. It's just a shame to see someone else do it.
Never noticed.
You never noticed? I'm going to show you a clip of Michelle, and then you'll be like,
okay. There's a clip going viral of Viola Davis saying, "You're a coon. You're a nigga." It is so funny. Everybody deserves a bad show. I ain't even seen Viola Davis in this, but I'm telling you, the doggone social media clips of her as Michelle Obama. Whew.
Somebody said, kiss my Viola. But that is how Michelle moves her mouth.
Tough, man. You're a raccoon. You're a nigga. Why are you talking like that?
But the mouth is exactly her mouth. I was like, listen, it's extra, but God dang, that is exactly how Michelle moves her mouth. Hold on, let me
listen. See. Everybody deserves a stinker, and it looks like Viola's got hers.
I was like, oh man, people are not gonna appreciate that because she does Michelle's bottom teeth push her mouth to a purse way, and Viola was like, there we go. That's the part that I'm gonna focus on. Oh, come on. Oh, this ain't showing it to me. But if you really were to pay attention to Michelle Obama talk, unfortunately, Viola is not. She's not far off.
Really?
She really isn't. Like, I was just like, yeah, that's her mouth. Yes, it is.
You're a coon. You're a nigga. Here it is.
What about John McCain, Mitt Romney?
Probably not.
You know why? You're a coon. You're a nigga.
You're a nigga.
Now, if you really were to pay attention to... The problem is that she sounds like she's from New York, and that doesn't sit right. You're a coon. You're a nigga. Michelle does not sound like that.
Oh, my God. I don't know what show it is.
It's First Lady.
Is it on Apple?
I don't know what streaming platform is on. Why is my phone not switching over? Anyways, look at Michelle's. Just kind of pay attention to her mouth.
Oh, she does.
She does a lot of pursing forward. Viola did a really good job of paying attention. Unfortunately, nobody wants it. No, oh, it's on Showtime. Nobody wants that. Nobody. And that's the thing about when you impersonate somebody, you usually find one thing that is repeatable that you can do. And she picked the thing that nobody wants. You know what, Barack, a lot of people do the, like, the way he ends his phrases. Yeah, I've got a great Barack. I know, I've heard you do it.
I'm going to do it again.
Do it.
Angel, you're an amazing actress. Joshua, you are a Mexican man. I'd love to take a picture with you.
So you sound nothing like him, but you are repeating his rhythm enough that we recognize it. In your hands also help sell it.
Where I believe she sounds, it sounds great. I'll even do my Ray Charles for you. I got a woman way over town.
Yes, yeah, so. Oh.
Hold on. I forgot this. Oh. That good to me. Oh, yeah. Bless you. That's, bless you. I got a woman.
Impersonations make me sick.
Way over town. Good to me.
So again.
Oh, yeah.
You don't sound like him, but you're doing things that are reminiscent that make us go, that's Ray Charles.
Keep a baby.
Baby.
Look it up there.
I don't know why man. You didn't just create a career off of impersonation. All right,
I'll do Stevie Wonder taking a picture with me.
Okay, go to hell.
You didn't see him? No. You didn't see that picture of me and Stevie Wonder?
Where?
At the Verses.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Look at my Instagram.
Kevin, everybody wants to know. Look at Stevie Wonder.
I got it, Angel. Look.
Do you guys think Stevie knows he's wearing sunglasses?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, he don't. Maybe I don't know.
He's doing good in the picture.
No, he not. He like this.
No, stop he's doing it. Good. You would turn in on a picture.
Stevie didn't know where the camera was.
He can hear. Kevin, he can hear. He's Baba Voss. Everybody wants to know, though, why we wanted to see you. Why they put you back here with the DJ?
Okay, you want to know something really funny about the Verses?
Yes, we want to know.
Okay. Well, this is bonus, so this won't, bonus. This part won't be on YouTube. So.
you thought you were about to hear that whole story about the Verses, about Kev's Verses experience. Yeah, sorry. Strictly for the Kev on Stage Studios app and Patreon. So if you want to hear it, there's 15 minutes of that, you know. Good stuff. Good tea, as the kids say, huh? Yeah, come through. Come hang out. They actually heard that story about 2 weeks ago. But, yeah, man. We'll see you guys next time, hopefully. And, bye. Because that's the end of this episode. See you guys next week. Peace, peace, peace.
All right. God bless y'all. God keep you. See you at the top.
Bye.
Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one, yeah. Here's another bang of fire. Here's another one, yeah. Here's another bang of fire. Fire. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.